Hello, 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 and welcome back to Release It Podcast, where our motto is letting go of things that hold you back. And so I am Cynthia Haynes.
I'm Harold Weaver.
And on today's episode, we're going to come from the topic of motivation.
Motivation.
And Harold's going to lead in
by telling you all what motivation means. Well, according to the Webster, motivation is the reason or reasons one has for acting or behaving in a particular way, to include the general desire or willingness of someone to do something motivating. Interesting words there. So let's talk about it. What does motivation mean to you? That's what the book says, but what do we say and what do we think? Well, from a personal point of view, motivation for me is what I choose to allow motivate me to do something. Meaning more than just wanting to do it, more than just having the urge to do it, but having a reason behind doing it. That's what motivation means to me. To have a legitimate reason to do something that I want to do, either for myself or for someone else. Not to just be doing it because I can, but doing it because there's a purpose behind the outcome, the purpose behind the energy, the purpose behind the thought, the feeling, all the emotions and everything that goes with doing whatever I'm going to do is what I use to motivate me to do it. For an example, something for my children, something for my parents, something for my loved ones, my significant one, or just myself. I need or probably going to want some type of motivation to get it done either the right way the first time or better way because I've done it before. That's what motivation means to me. So today we're going to discuss different forms of motivation, different ways it can be looked at, different ways it can be utilized, different ways and how to think about just exactly what it means other for you other than what the book says it should. And between me and Cynthia, we're going to try our best to give you guys different ideas and different forms of thinking about it for yourselves in your daily activities and your daily routines that maybe you didn't think of on your own, that maybe that you didn't even know was considered as motivation, that now you can take with you going forward to say, you know what, I didn't think of that, but they're right. That is a form of motivation that I haven't used or I haven't tried that might just get me past that speed bump, might just get me past that next step that's been holding me back to actually get something done that would prosper me, okay? That now I can use that same thing to motivate somebody else. Come on, Sam.
Yeah, so I was thinking just while you were talking with this motivation, you know, there's some things that force you in the motivation because maybe a situation so I have a personal one. I remember coming in the military and then I decided, okay, I'm gonna be an officer now. And so I'm a chaplain, and so in the field of chaplaincy in the military, just as of being a female period, it can be hard because in my own opinion, it's a man's world. And so
watch your mouth now.
Come on. There's a lot of situations, especially regarding, let's say, in a religious aspect, that men, certain religions, certain traditions don't believe that the woman should be allowed to have the pulpit, to be in the front speaking. And so coming through as a chaplain, I had some challenges. And so one of my first challenge was that once I first got accepted and got commissioned, I had to do like a mentorship program. And so the first unit that I was placed in, I had a male captain who was supposed to be my supervisor. And so what I noticed was that he would never say, take me up under his wing and teach me a lot of stuff. He would always sit me in a corner and say, okay, you can work on your homework or whatever, because while you're in the candidacy program, you're still working on your degree. And so he would just have me to just sit in the corner. So then we had this guy that joined the unit, and he was in the same position as me. We were the same rank. And what I started noticing is that he was doing more things with him, showing him things that he wasn't showing me, allowing him to do things that he wouldn't allow me to do. And so I didn't let it really bother me, but I noticed it. I paid attention to it. And so that made my motivation to show that I was going to be this great chaplain, regardless of the mentorship that I had or not, it wasn't going to stop me. And so it got to the point where I needed to go to school. And this was going to allow me to receive the
education and knowledge,
the title, because you have to be qualified. Gotcha. And so this schooling was going to help me to be qualified. Gotcha. To be a full chaplain. Mm-hmm. And so I had to take a PT test, and I ain't gonna lie, I hated running, and running was my struggle because I hated doing it. So I had to take this PT test. And so the supervisor was at the test site, like watching me, I guess, to make sure that I was going to do the full test or just whatever his purpose was. I don't know, but it wasn't a positive one. Mm. And so I missed my run by seconds. And so if I didn't pass this PT test, I wasn't going to be able to go to the schooling, and I could possibly not even keep my commission. And so I told this guy, please let me just take it again, because they're supposed to allow you to be able to do it again. Well, he tried everything in his might to try to keep me from not being able to do it. And so he made me have to come up with this big old plan, and I had to say what I was going to do that was going to make me pass this run by some seconds.
So let me stop you right there. What made you think, or what gave you that impression that he didn't want you to succeed?
Because he was fighting me. He was not saying, okay, well, let's look at it and let's see what you need to do. Mm. He was doing everything to keep me from not being. He just was like, flat out, no.
And you think that was done deliberately?
Yes.
And not a form, his form of motivation himself to get you to do more, or get you at least to do what needed to be done the first time so you wouldn't have to go back and do it again? There's no way, no fashion that was possible. Okay.
No. Go ahead. No. And so.
Y'all heard that, right? Come on.
And so anyway, I got this plan together, whatever. So he was like, okay, well, you go ahead and you do this, and you definitely are not going to be able to, mm-hmm. you're definitely not going to do it or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay. And so my unit, because they knew me, they made me a date for me to be able to do it. Mm-hmm. A couple people said, okay, I'll take time out for you to do this.
The test.
Mm-hmm. So, I said, okay. So he showed up at the test, and at the time I was married, and so my ex-husband, because he was a PT stud, he trained me or whatever and got me ready for this test, and so he even showed up to the test with me to keep me motivated and encourage me. And so he ran with me and everything, and so we were running, and so that chaplain, he was just in every corner trying to make sure. I guess he thought my ex-husband was going to cheat by, because some people have tried to cheat the test and you get pulled or whatever else. But he made sure every notion, he didn't even supposed to be running. He's a walker, but he was trying to run to make sure that he kept up with what I was doing. And so the whole time while I'm running, I got to this run, I was tired, but I was determined and motivated to show this guy that I was going to do it. And so in my head, I kept hearing the scripture that God says that he will prepare a table in the presence of my enemy. Mm-hmm. And I kept hearing that verse in my head. And the more I kept hearing it, the faster I started running. And so I made it to the finish line, passed my running test by seconds, and was able to go to this schooling and do what I needed to do. But the motivation that had me doing it was because I was determined that I was going to show this individual, and plus myself, that I could do it and pass this test. Mm. Yeah. That's motivation.
That's your motivation.
Yeah, okay. One form of it.
Got you, got you. Mm-hmm. So, st- still to this day, I'm not going to tell you guys my age because that's irrelevant at this point right now till we get to that topic. But still to this day, I said that to say this. Still to this day, my biggest motivating story has not changed. It's still to this day the strongest one that I have and always the one that I fall back on to share, especially with my children. So as a child, I was stubborn, still stubborn to this day, and determined to do what I wanted to do. It's just that simple. So this particular time frame as a child coming up, I guess you can say teenage time frame, I decided that even with everybody claiming that this was the best thing to do at the time, the best place to start, the military. That was it. That was like the all out thing to do. Even if you didn't want to do it, you was gonna do it. So, but I was stubborn, but I wasn't stupid. So with so many people talking about it and so many people doing it, I said, it's at least worth entertaining, but not completely committing to. So that's what I did. I went in and I did a little research, did a little homework, got a couple of stories of exactly how it works and how it could work for me to get past that hump. And what I ended up doing was joining the reserves, which for those that don't know, the reserves is basically 1 weekend out of the month. My intentions and my logic behind that was to get a taste of this and see how I liked it, see what it tastes like, see what it felt like, and see if I could see myself doing it full time. So I did it for a year. I can't say I loved it, but I can say that it didn't help me as well to realize that I could do this and I could make something out of this more than I even heard that could be done. I could just take it on my own as a goal to be committed to and accomplish and say I've done something that either nobody else had done in my family or nobody else had done the way I had set out to do it. So I come home and I said, Mom, I joined the military today. She said, you did what? I joined the military today. And I'll never forget it like it was yesterday. She said, son, why would you do that when you can't even take orders from me? What makes you think you're going to take orders from a stranger? And I tell you guys, as if it was just said just now, I remember saying that I was going to finish what I started. And 22 years later, that's exactly what motivated me to do those 22 years. Every time I felt like quitting, every time I felt like I couldn't go no further, every time I said this was stupid, every time I tried to convince myself I didn't need it, I had my mom in my ear saying, I told you so. So I was determined not to let my mom be able to say, I told you so. So again, I'm just giving you a personal experience of how motivation can be motivating. And it's not just what it says it's supposed to mean, but it's how you utilize and make it work for you. That's what we wanted to get to you guys to understand in this topic today. Not only what motivation means, but how motivation can be used, how you can benefit from it, how you can use it for yourself to do what it needs to be done for you. And now, once you've gotten to that point, and even if it's a case where you've done it, but now you've been given other examples of how you can still do it for yourself, now you can go out there and share that. You can share those experiences. You can share that type of motivation that you've taken to work for you to help somebody maybe work for them. It's all about sharing the knowledge. Mm-hmm. Basically is what we're talking about. That's what it comes down to. Sharing the knowledge, sharing the experiences, okay? Sharing everything that is beneficial, not just for you, but can be for somebody else. And you just never know. You might in return get something from them that you didn't have before that you can still benefit from. Because at the end of the day, and we're probably going to talk about this later on down the line as well as another topic, it's never too late. That's a topic. We're going to touch on that.
Yeah,
it's never too late. And we both had prime examples and experiences. And we're still making history of where it's never too late. And we can show and tell you guys exactly what we're talking about. And it's coming. It's coming. Trust us. It's coming. Just like what we're doing now. We didn't see it coming, did we?
Nope.
But it came. You know what we did? We thought about it. We didn't take long. But when we thought about the benefits behind it, sharing our experiences, sharing our opinions, sharing our thoughts, we said, just do it.
Just do it.
Huh?
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah.
So guess what we're doing, y'all? We're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're doing something that we didn't even think that we would do. I'm not going to say we couldn't do. We just didn't think we would do it. But the more we thought about it and the more we felt that we could get out of it and share with you guys to get out of, we came to the conclusion of what? Just do it.
Just do it.
Come on, Sam.
So, you know, even with the motivation, I know, you know, sometimes it does take a negative thing. You have to look at sometimes those negative things, and that's how you turn it into a positive thing. You let that negative thing motivate you to change it. Sometimes motivation can come from positive stuff. You know, it could be just a goal that you might have, and you have that motivation. That goal motivates you to do those things that you need to do. You know, I'm back in school again. I think I'm a life learner.
No doubt about that.
So, I tried to do it the back door way. And a lot of times what I learned is the shortcut is gonna limit you. The shortcut is only gonna get you so far. And so I had to use the motivation to go back to school, because I've been doing counseling, which, you know, in the beginning I told you I did some counseling, but I've only done it at a master's level. So I only did enough classes to where it'll qualify me to be able to counsel. Well, I want my license, and I tried to do the backdoor way of piecemealing it. You know, I took so many classes, you can do so many classes, have so many hours, and then you can eventually apply for the test. But that wasn't working out for me, trying to do the shortcut way. So eventually I had to go back to school so I can get the license. And so the motivation to that is that even though I don't feel like doing school, we talked about those feelings, I know I need to do it. I know I need to just do it. And so that's motivating me so I can have my license, because I'll have more opportunities. It would open up more doors for me. Plus, it'll make my bank a little bit fatter. So that's a very good motivation right there. And so, like Harold's saying, just for you, what works for you. Mm-hmm. But motivation is a key component mm-hmm. of success.
A lifelong need. And it should be a lifelong want.
Yeah, true. Yeah. So that is what we wanted to talk about. Mm-hmm. And I think we beat that dead horse. Mm-mm. And so...
We're not killing the horse. We're just sharing the knowledge.
Mm-hmm. But
enlightening. We're enlightening.
Yeah. Yeah. And so,
with that being said, though, again, we want you guys to seriously consider, if you haven't already, sharing some topics, sharing some opinions, some comments. Just give us some feedback. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know what we could do better. Let us know if you want us to go into more detail, into more personal experiences. We just want to know where we stand, so either we can stand taller or we can slow it down.
Right.
But you're going to get something. We got some words for you now, mm-hmm. especially if you're listening.
All right.
Talk to them soon.
So please reach out to us at releaseit@gmail.com. Oh, I messed that all up. releaseitpodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And let us know what you're thinking, what you're feeling. And
until next week.
Until next week.
Y'all already know. Peace and love. And
we out.
We out.